Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Thursday, May 21st. A few weeks after fighting the Alameda County, Tesla seems to finally be in good standing with the local authorities, and it has now announced to employees that it is going back to normal. In a new email to employees obtained by CNBC yesterday, Tesla told employees that they are now officially allowed to return to normal operations. Quote, Bay Area guideline permits manufacturers to resume normal operation and ease restrictions for retail, warehousing, and other industries, assuming all required safety precautions can be followed. Construction work at Tesla's Gigafactory Shanghai appears to be back in full swing, as new buildings come up pretty quickly to produce the Model Y in less than a year. In a new drone video for the factory filmed yesterday, Tesla has started the roofing stage and we can see a lot of construction activity at the site, and about 500 Model 3 vehicles waiting to be shipped. Tao Lin, vice president of Tesla China, is saying that Tesla will ramp up Model 3 production by more than 30% within the next month and start Model Y production at the site in the first quarter of 2021. Tesla has brought back to life its previously discontinued Model 3 long-range rear-wheel drive model as a made-in-China vehicle, and it officially started deliveries in the country. Yesterday, Tesla's official Weibo account in China announced the start of deliveries for the new version of the Model 3. BMW will start production of the all-electric iX3 in China this summer. BMW CEO Oliver Zipse said, quote, The preparations are proceeding according to plan, despite uncertainties that have resulted from the coronavirus pandemic. Now, in automotive news, BMW describes the company's EV strategy, including flexibility to produce combustion engine cars, plug-in hybrids, and EVs in the same architecture and on the same production lines, BMW batteries with less cobalt and manganese, and electric motors without any rare earth metals. Now, it would appear that the low-cost approach and the combined manufacturing would suggest a conservative approach to BMW's EV adoption. Volkswagen dealerships will not be the primary means for selling the company's ID family of electric cars. The parent company, Volkswagen AG, announced today that 100% of VW retail partners have agreed to their new role as an agent that facilitates the sale. After a customer places an order or test drive request online, the dealer acts as an agent. Critically, the agreed-upon price of the EV and the dealership's commission is fixed. The sales launch of the ID.3, starting in Europe this June, marks the start of the agency model. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, new analysis from research of Bloomberg NEF says that in the long run, electric vehicle adoption is going to grow. According to the International Energy Agency, electric vehicles currently make up more than 2% of global car sales, and that is expected to increase to 58% by the year 2040. The University of California has divested from all fossil fuels. It announced this on Tuesday. They are now the largest educational system in the United States to do so. The Environmental Protection Agency head, Andrew Wheeler, was questioned by members of the Senate Environmental and Public Works Committee yesterday about rolling back environmental regulations during the coronavirus pandemic. John Bachman, former associate director for science and policy, said during his testimony, quote, Based on EPA's assessment of the evidence, the rationale presented in this proposal is wholly inconsistent with the mandate of the Clean Air Act to set standards requisite to protect public health with an adequate margin of safety. Now, the Senate committee recommends that the EPA reverse its rollbacks and take number of steps to protect the country from air pollution and addressing climate crisis. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Rad Power Bikes has released a new electric cargo bike called the Rad Wagon 4. This update to the existing model sports a new frame and tire size, which is 22x3. They've also changed to a geared hub motor, more adjustability, and new mounting provisions for baskets, seats, and carriers. The Rad Wagon 4 has an MSRP of $1,599 and is actually currently available for a pre-order discount. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.